So how do you think it's possible for Woolworths or these other bodies that we see floating around at the moment to not have recognised the underpayment of their workers sooner?
You're right. It is a combination of factors. And for some employers, it is sheer greed and they're neglecting the law. For others, there are very clear issues of miscommunication, misunderstanding and misinterpreting what's required of them. So it is actually a complex range of factors that may be involved. But in this case, it has resulted from a clause in Woolworths' enterprise agreement that introduced annualised salaries for their supermarket managers. And part of the ability to introduce that annual salary that incorporates a range of penalty rates is that you then have to verify that that annual rate is not less than the worker would have earned if they were paid all of the penalties according to the award requirements. So they haven't been checking and monitoring in the rigorous kind of way to ensure that the annual salary is working effectively. And if it is underpaying, then they're paying the correct rate, the award rate. Now, that has continued for almost a decade, it seems. So it's their accounting systems, their auditing that has fallen down.
Why is it the employees involved in this, affected by these kind of issues, remain unaware of these underpayments? I mean, in the case of Woolworths, well, for the better part of a decade, it would seem.
I think most employees assume that they're being paid the right rate because there's a specialist who operates their payroll function, and most of us do take that for granted, that there's a specialist in the role who is conducting themselves according to all the right processes. I'm assuming I'm getting paid the right rate. Maybe I should be checking as well.
I must admit, I've faced these same issues myself, especially around superannuation, and have really, quite frankly, checked the right out.
Yeah, maybe we all should.
Look, in terms of, though, you know, this is, as we say, not just an isolated incident with Woolworths. We've seen other companies such as Wesfarmers, Qantas, Commonwealth Bank, ABC, and more. I mean, it's the almost the once is chance, twice is coincidence, three times is conspiracy. Why do we see these things cropping up again and again? Is there a need for greater regulation?
There's a need for greater monitoring and enforcement. The regulation exists, but if you don't enforce it, you may as well not have it.
So in terms of something like Woolworths, what they're doing right now, what needs to be enforced? If they've come forward and said, our bad, look, we're going to solve this one on our own, nothing to look at here, what needs to still happen to sort of send them a clearer message, I guess?
The biggest difficulty is the funding that is required and the resourcing for the Fair Work Ombudsman to be able to conduct the levelling of inquiry and investigation that's needed. They aren't receiving adequate funding and resourcing to be able to deal with the scale of this problem. They're doing all they can. They're doing a great job, but they are faced with a mountain and they just don't have capability to take that on.
It would almost seem our current government, just overall, not in regard to this issue in particular, but our overall government seems fairly trusting, I would say, of corporations to regulate themselves. Is there a taste for that kind of increase of funding going towards the likes of the Fair Work Ombudsman?
There's certainly a lot of lobbying going along to support that. And it certainly will help having this level of media exposure. It's increasingly difficult for employers and for government to say everything's fine when we see these leading employers engaged in these poor practices.
And as you say, I mean, you may be fairly trusting. I'm certainly fairly trusting when it comes to well, making sure we're paid correctly, or all the bits and pieces we're entitled to are going towards the same, the right places. But in terms of somebody that might be concerned about these ones, or really just somebody who might not even be concerned but wants to check up anyway, are there resources really in place for people to make sure they are getting what they're entitled to?
Yes. There's a fantastic website, which is the Fair Work Ombudsman site. You can calculate your own pay rate as it ought to be. It takes you through a series of prompts to work out on what basis you're employed, on what agreement or award you fall under. And you can also call the Fair Work Ombudsman for advice and information. And I would recommend that employees and employers seek that kind of advice if they're unsure.
Absolutely. Well, Angela, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.